You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, and in particular, making it personal, exactly the way Paul did. And so we're talking here in, we were in this verse, Romans chapter 5, because this is so important. So many people are trapped, even Christians are trapped in their sin and in their mistakes because they believe that God won't help them. And let me say something even more raw about that, that they're having trouble receiving from God because they're looking too much at their mistakes. You know, here in Romans 5, 6, it says, "From when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely will a righteous man one dare to die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Now, God has already demonstrated his love for you. He's already proven himself that while you were completely against him, he died for you. Now, everything I'm saying, I'm building upon. And especially these messages, you need to go to KurtOwen.com. They're absolutely free. Our partners make it possible for us to give you these things. And you need to listen to these things. And you need to sign up for the free daily devotional about how knowing and believing the love of God. Okay? So, but here's the thing. There are so many people in God's own family that are not receiving help from him because they have sinned. Now, I do not advocate sin. In fact, I advocate getting out of it because it will work against your faith, and that all sin has a bungee cord attached to death, and it will pull death to you and it will destroy you. But even if you have sinned, Jesus has not given up on you and will help you. Now, I know right there when I said that, people say, "You can't say that. Jesus isn't going to help anybody when they're in sin." That's not true. Because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not after we got our act together. Not after we got everything straightened out. While we were yet sinners, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So you're telling me that he won't help one of his own children even if they've been caught in sin? You're lying about it. You don't know who he is. This is the reason that James says, if anyone is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and if they've committed any sins, they'll be forgiven them. What? Jesus, God's just going to heal people? Even somebody that's had sin in their life? Yes. Hey, here's a news flash for you, Bubba. Everybody that Jesus healed was a sinner. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Every person that he healed was a sinner in sin. And according to the scriptures here, they were his enemy. And you want to know what he did for them? He healed them. Why? Because he is love and he loved them. And what you need to see is that God's love for you has not diminished now that you've become his child. God is not now sitting here saying, "Well, now you're my child, I expect you to be perfect, and if you're not, I won't help you." He didn't do that to start with at the beginning. While you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. You're telling me that now that you're his child, that you are no longer his enemy, that you have the life and the nature of God on the inside of you, that if you're in sin, he'll refuse to help you? I don't know who you think you are, but let me give you another piece of information. You will never quit sinning without his help. At all, period. You don't have the ability to stop in and of yourself. You need his help on the inside of you. And so if he's only going to help the perfect people, we're all sunk. If he's only going to help me once I leave sin behind, I'll never get out of sin. Because I need his empowerment to tell my flesh no. I need his empowerment to say no to the wiles of the devil. The Bible says that it is his shield of faith that he gave me, by which I quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. If I don't have that shield, I'm not quenching the fiery darts. And some of those darts are specifically aimed to get me into sin. See, God loves you. Yeah, but I have nothing to offer him. That's okay. He still loves you. Will he still help me? I just don't see what I have to offer. You were without strength when Jesus died for you. Christ died for the ungodly. But you've now been reconciled. You're now his. And let me ask you a question. Don't you think Jesus knew you were going to blow it? Now, again, I need to be clear. This does not mean you should just live whatever way you want to. And I'll explain that later on, but your sin will not keep Jesus from loving you. It will not keep Jesus from helping you. And all you people that have been telling sinners that God is angry with them and God is mad at them, you don't know the scriptures. You don't know the fact. You won't tell people that sin was taken out of the way having been nailed to the cross. Let me speak specifically to those of you who have never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Let me be clear. There is nothing that you are doing that is sending you to hell. I don't care if you're a drug dealer. I don't care if you're a whore. I don't care if you're an adultery. I don't care if you're a thief. None of that, none of it is sending you to hell. Because Jesus looked at all of that and said, there is no way that they can ever be good enough for the Father, and therefore I will be their righteousness. There's one thing that sends a man to hell, or a woman to hell. The one thing, and that is not accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. God is like any good fisherman. He doesn't lean over the boat and say, hey, all you fish down there, I tell you what, get yourselves cleaned up. Get yourself all cleaned up. Descale yourself. Then jump in the boat, and then I'll receive you. No, he understands. I need to get the fish in the boat. And then once the fish is in the boat, then I can begin to clean it up. God is not waiting on you to become good enough to save you. Nope. This is not the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. This is about Jesus. This is not about your actions. This is about Jesus. This is about Jesus going to the cross and paying the penalty for all your sin. One thing is keeping you from God. One thing. And that's not accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. That's it. Now, people say, well, do I have to quit whoring? Do I have to quit stealing? Do I have to quit in order to be saved? No, you do not. You can go ahead and receive Jesus, but you're going to find out something. Once you receive Jesus, once he comes on the inside of your heart and you accept him, you're going to find a transformation take place. You will not want to do those things anymore. And if you will major on that relationship, you know, this is the reason people say, you know, you need to confess every sin you've ever committed in order to be saved. Folks, if that were true, I still would not be saved to this day. I'd still be sitting somewhere in a room, lo, these 28 years later, confessing all the things that I had done. Because by the time I found Jesus, I had done so many things wrong. I had been a liar, a deceiver, a cheater. I'd done all of these things. I'd still be confessing it. No. The only thing that you need to confess to Jesus is that you have need of a Savior and that he is it. That's it. You were without strength. And now again, let me come back over here to you that have received Jesus. You might be lying in a hospital bed right now listening to this, and you're sitting there thinking, I want Jesus to heal me, but he's not going to because of what I've done. That's not true. That is not true. While you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. What is he going to withhold from you now? He paid the penalty for all your sin. What is he going to withhold from you now? Now, let me be clear. If you keep sinning, death will be the result. And that won't even be God judging you. That will be because of the fact that all sin has been judged and sin brings death. But that is not God doing that to you. That is you doing that to yourself. And I'm going to talk about sin and how it affects a believer and how it affects your relationship with God. I'm going to get into that later. But right now, you need to understand that God loves you more than he hates your sin. If that's not true, then these verses are not true. That it is not true. That while you were without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Why would God die for the ungodly if he hates sin more than he loves them? Receive your healing today. Receive the blessing of God today. Receive your help. And then turn from ungodliness. Turn from sin. If somebody loves you this much, if somebody has proven their love to you this much, if somebody had loved you when you were at your worst, why would you not now turn and give him your best? God loves you. God wants to help you. And again, let me make this clear. God loved you when you were at your worst. His love superseded all of your sin. And that has not changed. It has not changed the fact that even when you sin, God loves you. It is not fact. Change the fact that even when you behave ungodly, that God loves you. God loves you. This is how much he loves you. How much does he love you? He loves you more than the mistakes you've made. He loves you more than the sins you've committed. He loves you more the ungodliness that you have given over to. He's in love with you, and he wants to help you. God is in love with you. How much does he love me? More than what you've done wrong. More than what you've lied. More than what you've stole. He loves you more. And that's both for saint and sinner. The only thing that makes a person a saint is accepting Jesus. God, no matter what mistakes you've made, you need to look at your sin and say, God loves me more. Then he hates that, and he's going to help me change my life. That is absolutely true. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen, and victory is assured.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain, and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking his word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina,
Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with many